Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
One man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Monday morning, the world of sports absolutely en fuego. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including the fallout from the weekend that was in the NBA playoffs. Are the Detroit Pistons going to yak this and lose to the Orlando Magic in round number one? Is this a thing that's actually going to happen? Is Knicks Celtics in round two actually the Eastern Conference final? And is LeBron James going to keep stiff-arming Father Time? A very, very consequential weekend in the NBA playoffs. We will break it down for you coming up as we move along. We will also talk the Stanley Cup playoffs. Oh, hell yeah. And I'm going to tell all of you what I think the most important result and important storyline that came out of this weekend in the NHL playoffs, and we're going to spin it forward, the most important story in the weekend that was in the NHL playoffs. I'll explain coming up in a little bit. And I will also tell everybody, and a lot of people are hating on me on social media, at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, for this take, why Roman Reigns versus CM Punk last night in the main event of WrestleMania is the best wrestling match to ever main event a WrestleMania. I can't wait to break it all down with all of you coming up later in the program. All our bets for tonight will close the show in the final hour, Power Hour. And this time of year, there's a lot of sports to talk about, a lot of games to handicap. And if you are a betting man, which I am, a lot of bets to be placed. NBA playoffs, hockey playoffs, Major League Baseball. We will give you all our bets to wrap up the show. The phone number, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. Shout out to everyone watching on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos. But we officially begin the Magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet by wishing you and yours a very happy and merry draft week in the National Football League. Oh, my God. On this Monday morning, I mean, I'm texting some of my friends in the NFL world, in the NFL media this morning. There is so much NFL content. We had so much this weekend. Hell, so much on Monday morning, this morning, that's broken in the last few hours that I find fascinating. I've got a molten hot take on the Philadelphia Eagles that I will give you coming up in a little bit. We will talk about the latest on A.J. Brown. Looks like he's on his way to New England. I've only been saying that for, oh, I don't know, 2 months. And the Aaron Rodgers merry-go-round continues to spin. What a joke for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But we will start with the blockbuster trade in the NFL this past weekend, as my prayers are answered as a Giants fan, I said, like Samson says in, or Sir Smoke-a-Lot says in Half-Baked, God, if you're listening, help. God listened. God listened. The sports gods listened. The New York Football Giants trade star, and I will say it, I never said Dexter Lawrence was a bad player, and you know that. I've been consistent. Very good to great, but he needed to go. So we can call him star defensive tackle, Dexter Lawrence, to the Cincinnati Bengals for the 10th overall pick in Thursday night's NFL draft. And the Bengals then signed Lawrence to a one-year, $28 million contract extension. Now, I do think for both teams, this is a win-win. I think both teams should like how this trade turned out, both the Giants and the Bengals. But we'll start from the Giants' side of this here. I cannot believe that the Giants got the 10th overall pick in the draft for Dexter Lawrence. Cannot believe it. Like, the wizardry here, and I'm going to give John Harbaugh the majority of the credit. There are people that think, well, Joe Shane's the general manager, so actually he made this trade. Really? You think Joe Shane's got the juice in the building? And I don't even want to turn this into a Joe Shane bash fest. Like, he can get credit too. Everybody can get credit. I don't care. It's an awesome trade by John Harbaugh and the Giants to get the 10th overall pick for, you know, a defensive tackle who's in his late 20s, who's coming off a down season, who wanted out. 10th overall pick. I mean, this is like you buy a car for $50,000, let's say, and this car wildly exceeds your expectations over the course of the number of years that you have it. And I don't know, like J.D. Power and Associates, Car and Driver, rank it one of the best cars out there on the market, and you bought it for $50,000. And after a number of years, the car starts giving you issues. Oh, it starts creaking a little bit when you turn the ignition. Starts giving you some problems. You got to take it in for repairs. You can tell it doesn't have the same juice that it used to have. And you feel like it might be time to move on. And you look to sell the car. You bought it for 50 grand. And you sell it for 70. That's what the Giants just did with Dexter Lawrence. And it doesn't mean that the Bengals, that the person that are buying the car, that they're not going to be happy. They can be really happy. But the fact that the Giants got the 10th pick for this guy is unbelievable. It's unfathomable. I think I'm pretty plugged in with the NFL, and I know my stuff when it comes to professional football. I thought 25, Chicago, Buffalo at the end of round one, Chargers in the 20s. I thought that was where this was headed here. 10th overall? I mean, God almighty. What a grand slam home run for the New York Football Giants. And my Giants now hold the 5th pick, the 10th pick, and the 37th pick in the NFL draft. 3 of the top 37 picks and 2 of the top 10. To add to what is, despite what anyone wants to say, a talent-deficient roster. Everyone that's just expecting, because John Harbaugh's here now they're just going to be awesome, fails to realize that they were one of the worst teams in football last year. Which doesn't mean that they can't be good this year, but I mean, just like they're going to roll out of bed and be awesome, they stink. They need to add young players to this roster. It is a talent-deficient roster. And now at 5-10, I mean, now you can really cook with some gas here if you were the Giants. You know, Jordan Tyson, the Arizona State receiver, who I've been telling you guys for a long time here on the show, he's the best receiver in the draft. Just can he stay healthy? The health concerns are valid with Jordan Tyson. Never finished a season for Arizona State. But man, he's a stud. Feels like he's going to go top 10. Could the Giants draft him at 5? Could they draft him at 10? They have the flexibility now to take Sonny Styles at 5 if he's there, and then come back and take a receiver at 10. or maybe an offensive lineman at 10. If Maui Noah, the Miami tackle guard, is off the board, can you take Spencer Fanneau and play him at right guard this season? Can you really juice up the offense with five a receiver and 10 an offensive lineman and then take defense at pick 37? I mean, this gives the Giants a ton of options to work with. The one thing I don't want, and you know that I've been saying this, Jeremiah Love would be an absolute disaster for the Giants. A disaster. But I have to acknowledge, if the Giants took, and I don't think he's going to be there, but if the Giants took Jeremiah Love at 5, I think you can sell it a little bit more now, given that they have a pick at 10 as well. I would still hate it, but it's not like you pick him at 5 and you don't pick again until the top of the second round. I think you can actually sell this a little bit more. I don't want it to happen, but it's not the disaster that it would have been a week ago. So this is just, I mean, you all know, listen, I'm a New York sports fan. I'm honest when I'm being a homer. I think I'm as critical of my teams as anyone in the media, in the sports media, is of the teams that they root for. If there's a reason to be negative, I'll be negative. You know that. But when something good happens, I'll also say it. The Giants crush this. And if you're a Giants fan, you should be wildly excited. Maybe not for 2026. I think the division's too good. But 2027 and beyond, the Giants can cook a little bit. As for the other team in this trade, the Cincinnati Bengals. I understand the school of thought that, and look, I even said it, right? That you're trading for a defensive tackle in his late 20s, who's coming off a down year by his standards, and you had to shell out $28 million, and people can make their jokes, and look, they're fair, right? Why not just pay Trey Hendrickson? I get it. I don't necessarily feel the need at this point to relitigate that part of it. The way the Bengals handle the Trey Hendrickson situation, we've detailed it for years on this show. But the fact of the matter is, Cincinnati had to add an impact defender this offseason. Now think back to a show open that I did, had to have been like a month ago at this point, maybe more, right? When I said the two teams that I think need to strongly consider trading up into the top 10 of the draft, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Dallas Cowboys. And the reason that I gave was because you can easily construct a scenario where David Bailey, Arvell Reese, Sonny Styles, Caleb Downs, Reuben Bain, and Mansoor Delane are all gone by picks 10 and 12. All gone. Now, Dallas has 12 and 20, right? And Dallas doesn't have a franchise quarterback that's going to seemingly hold the team hostage if things don't go well this year. The Bengals had to do something. So, like, do I think this is the greatest trade ever executed? I don't. I think the Giants definitely got the better of the deal. But I absolutely understand where the Cincinnati Bengals are coming from in making this trade. Because in all likelihood, the player that the Bengals would have drafted at 10 would not help them win in 2026 the way Dexter Lawrence could. I think that's pretty easy to understand. And maybe, just to say this, right, Jermaid McCoy, the Tennessee corner, I didn't mention him in the list of players that could be gone. From what I understand, McCoy is a better prospect than Delane, but McCoy is coming off a torn ACL. So, like, if you're the Bengals, I don't think you can afford to roll the dice like that. Not this season. And I alluded to the reason why a couple minutes ago. Based on all the reporting and also common sense and logic, Joe Burrow's fed up. Joe Burrow is tired of losing, and you can accurately say, well, Burrow gets hurt. Okay, like he's gotten hurt a couple times. That's true. Also, he is unquestionably and undeniably one of the best quarterbacks in football, period, at the most important position, and has shown that he is good enough to, at the very least, get his team to within one play of winning the Super Bowl, which they did in the Super Bowl against the Rams that they lost at the very end on the great Aaron Donald play on fourth down. All the reporting indicates that this is a huge year for Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. Every time Joe Burrow has a microphone or a camera in front of him with people with ears that will listen, he is telling you without telling you that he's fed up and that he wants to win. So if let's say the Bengals draft Jermaid McCoy, right? And he comes along a little slowly and the defense stinks again. And they go 9-8 and miss the playoffs, which would be the fourth consecutive year of missing the postseason for Cincinnati and Joe Burrow after back-to-back AFC championship games and a Super Bowl appearance. I'm telling you this right now. We are less than, we can call it a year just to give a nice round number. We are 365 days away, less than that, honestly. We are 10 months away, potentially. 10 months away, potentially, from Joe Burrow trying to force his way out of Cincinnati. You want to talk about a storyline that would dominate from February to April next year if the Bengals miss the playoffs? If that defense is a hot mess again and they can't stop anybody and they miss the postseason again? Tell me that wouldn't be the biggest story in football next offseason. Joe Burrow wants out of Cincinnati. You would have teams lining up to sell like their firstborn children for Joe Burrow. That's what this could be. They had to make this move. So do I think the Giants got the better of it? Absolutely. 10th overall for a distressed asset? No question the Giants got the better of it. But if you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you want to keep your stud quarterback long term, this was a trade you had to make. A win-win for the Giants and the Cincinnati Bengals. We are, I mean, the NFL news that we've got this morning, this is just content from manna from content heaven. This is as good as it gets. I gave you a couple like Old Testament references there. You did manna from heaven. Yeah, so this is the best. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. We're just getting started here on this Monday. We've got news out of San Francisco with the Niners. We've got news out of Philadelphia and New England. Oh, baby. And we've got news out of Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers. We will get to all of it here in this opening hour on this Monday, draft week. You better, you bet, Westwood One Sports with Nick Kostos, presented by BetMGM.
We're covering the NFL draft unlike anyone else can. Reporting from Pittsburgh with exclusive first-round player interviews.
I saw my family and they started crying. I thought I was going to start flowing.
Happy draft week from your home of the NFL.
It was definitely surreal, something I dreamed of as a kid.
Westwood One Sports.
Empowered. Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Z Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
Turns out, talk isn't cheap. Just talking about affordability doesn't make things affordable. Straight Talk's had the same price since 2009. Plus, their gold plan includes a Walmart Plus membership and $20 in Walmart cash when you activate. That's more than just talk.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straightforward, always. Valid through May 17, 2026. $20 in Walmart cash for Straight Talk Gold or Platinum plan customers newly enrolling in Walmart Plus. Limit one per enrollment and account. Same price claim applies only to base monthly price of the